Good morning. Thank you for calling Customer Care. My name is Cindy. How can I help you?
Yes, I did not sign up for this plan, and the money has been taken out of my bank account, and I want the money put back. I don't even know what this Plan Fitter stuff is. I don't do fitness stuff.
Did you complete a survey or enter in a contest?
No, ma'am.
One moment.
And I did not authorize this charge.
Well, we have no way of knowing that because this customers that have ordered this particular product have completed a survey or entered a contest. Has anyone else, you think anyone in your home could have done it?
No, ma'am. There are two people in my home, and one of them doesn't do surveys, and neither does the other.
One moment. Be right with you. Okay, and what is your first and last name, please?
Nancy Billiter.
Thank you. One moment. And if you could verify for me, please, your address.
2186 Dell Avenue, Clearwater, Florida, 33765.
Okay, thank you. And that's the information I have. I have your phone number is 727-771-5927. That's the phone number you're calling in from. Your email address, jfix@yahoo.com. Moment. Okay, so you never selected a mixer after completing the survey or entering in a contest?
No. That's why I don't understand why you have all my information.
Yeah, all of the information we have on the account is your information. And it looks like you disputed the charge with your bank or credit card company.
Yes, because I didn't do this.
Okay, now because you disputed the charge with your bank or credit card company, any refunds would have to come from them.
Initially they gave me a temporary refund while they were doing the dispute, but your company will not refund the money. And like I said, I don't know what this company is, and I don't do fitness plan crap stuff. I'm not into that. I don't do surveys. I don't do fitness. I did not authorize this charge.
I understand. And then you said you never selected a mixer as a gift. But because all of the information that we have on the account does match, is the reason why the your institution felt the charge was valid. So any refunds would have to come from them.
My bank said that you guys said that I authorized this charge. I would like to see a piece of paper, which is the way I do things. I'm old, and that piece of paper has to have my signature on it, and it better match the signature that I signed on my driver's license. I don't have $59.89 just to throw to some fitness company. If I want fitness, I'll get out there and walk my ass off.
Okay. Well, I definitely understand, but unfortunately, because you've already disputed the charge with your bank or credit card company, there's nothing we can do. I can just assure you the account is canceled.
May I speak to a supervisor, please?
I am a supervisor.
May I speak to somebody that's over your head?
They're going to tell you the same thing, but no problem. One moment, please.
Hold on, you want to go outside?
One moment. Okay, thanks for holding. I'll transfer you now and thank you for calling customer care. One moment. I apologize. One moment.
Okay.
For some reason, there's a delay, but one moment.
Okay.
Okay, I'll try to transfer again and thank you for calling customer care.
Okay.